T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is WWJ All Local.
The state says they will levy fines against those who violate the governor's executive orders related to COVID-19. But what would enforcement actually look like? Let's go live and local for that story to WWJ's legal analyst, Charlie Linton. Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, hi, Tom. This is very controversial. So you think you can get away with going out in public for fun, maybe having a party, hanging out in large groups? Well, get ready to pay up to a $1,000 fine. Michigan State Police are putting some teeth into the governor's stay-at-home orders. Now the director of public health has ordered the police to enforce the rules. And he can do that. The law allows the $1,000 fine for a violation that could potentially spread the virus. Now, as far as enforcement, just remember, police have a lot of discretion. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer came under fire for banning the use of an unproven treatment in the fight against COVID-19, but has since reversed that decision. And last night, answering questions during that big town hall meeting, the governor says, you know what, an open mind is necessary to fight the pandemic.
We have to have the mindset that we're going to be willing to explore what possibilities there are in terms of improving testing, in terms of testing for antibodies on the other side, so we know who is immune, testing drugs and therapies in the process. And I think that there is some great potential here amidst all of the sadness and hardship that we're going through right now.
You know, one of the latest to test positive for the coronavirus is one who's considered one of the heroes of the Flint water crisis. In a tweet last night, Dr. Mona Hannah Atisha confirmed that she does have the virus, COVID-19. Dr. Mona's research exposed the high levels of lead in Flint's water in 2015, and she has since raised almost $20 million to help the children harmed by the mismanagement of the city's water system. The doctor says regarding COVID-19 and her diagnosis of it, she is tweeting that she is doing right now just fine.
It might be a good time to get a great deal on a loan, but it might be even better to wait. Why? Because you might need the money even more later on. And guess what? The deals could get better. Here's WWJ business editor Murray.
There are plenty of financial deals going around, Roberta. Easier terms on loans, no interest car loans, skip a mortgage payment if you have to. But don't rush to take the deal. Michigan Legacy Credit Union is telling its members they may need the money more later if this crisis continues for a long time. And so they are offering deals right now, but at the same time, they're telling their members, don't take it. See if you can hold off. Perhaps it's good advice for everybody.
That's our Murray Feldman.
Beer sales in Michigan have skyrocketed amidst the coronavirus pandemic, but that doesn't mean there is a lot of comfort out in the industry. For more, let's go live and local to WWJ. Zach Clark. Hi, Zach.
Hello, Tom. With people unable to go to breweries and tap rooms, they've turned to package liquor sales and beer as well at their grocery stores. But for those that own your local watering hole, it is a dark time.
I've been in the craft beer scene for 13 years, and I'm scared for my friends. I'm scared for anyone that's out there that has put their heart, their soul, their sweat, their tears. To be honest, it's an unknown. We don't know. There's a lot of unknown right now, and I'm scared for everybody, to be honest.
That is Kyle Van Deventer, the director of sales for Birmingham-based Griffin Claw Brewing Company. Now, Griffin Claw has turned to making hand sanitizer amidst the pandemic. The Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association reported almost $500 million in losses in just the final 3 weeks of March alone. The state reports over 500,000 people have filed new jobless claims in the last 2 weeks. Reporting live, Zach Clark, WWJ News Radio 950.
Businesses can get financial help starting today, but one business consultant says it's going to take more than money for restaurants and merchants to survive this pandemic. Let's get more live now from WWJ's Mike Campbell. Mike?
Roberta, Detroit-based Accelerate America founder and CEO Roy Lamphere says he sees small businesses already going to a change to digital and more than just for sales. The Detroit-based consultant says the smart ones are already using the social media multiplication factor to turn customers into fans, and that will bode well for those local Main Street small businesses.
That doesn't mean small businesses are going to go away. It just means that, you know, a lot of them are going to have to change because I don't think that the alternative is just a few large businesses running our day-to-day digital lives.
Of course, the first line of defense is money, and the Small Business Association of Michigan is urging those small businesses to apply ASAP, again, their word, for some of the $349 million in aid money that becomes available at least through application starting today. It's called a Federal Paycheck Protection Program. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.